الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah after Surah Tawbah is known as Surah Yunus. And the reason of the surah getting the name is that in the surah Almighty Allah explains an incident of the nation of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. What was the lesson that they were going to give to the world was with regards to this very Tawbah that was discussed in the previous surah. Surah Tawbah came to show to the world that without Tawbah, a warrior on the spot, a believer on the spot will not survive. His greatest shield is the shield of Tawbah. But now how to use this Tawbah? In the surah, Surah Yunus, Almighty Allah will give examples of people who did make Tawbah in the ending. But either at the time of making the Tawbah, it was called they were not sincere in the Tawbah. The only purpose of the Tawbah was so that the problems of the world must get sorted out. Once it would get sorted out, then they would just forget as though they had never asked. Such a Tawbah is not called a shield on the spot. And then there is that Tawbah which is made when it is too late. Every person, when he will find death in front of him, he will also want to say, I'm sorry. He could be Fir'aun, he could be any other individual in the world. While drowning, he will also believe. There will be Tawbah of people who will make when they will go in the grave. There will be a unique sincere Tawbah when man will stand in front of Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah. In the surah, Almighty Allah takes us through the different types of Tawbah that people will make in the world. And Almighty Allah will make indication of that Tawbah which will benefit man. It is a Tawbah where the purpose is not only to sort out our worldly affair, but my Allah who was angry with me, or who is angry with me, I cannot manage the small punishment in this world. Where am I going to manage bigger punishments coming later on? In the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah gives an example. First, Almighty Allah speaks as though it's a complaint against mankind. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. That when a problem comes to man, then the way he makes dua, he calls on to us. لِجَنْبِهِ, when he is lying down also he is thinking of us. When he is sitting he is thinking of us. When he is standing he is thinking of us. In every surat of his, he is only what? He is only crying and saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That tawbah is supposed to be, what a wonderful tawbah. Almighty Allah says, but why is it? فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ دُرَّهُ. As soon as we remove that difficulty of his. مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّمْ مَسَّ. Then you find this man walking in the world. He walks in a manner as though he had never called unto us, as though he had never cried, as though he had never pledged, although he had never made promises. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ. Such a man, Almighty Allah does not describe him as a man of Tawbah. Almighty Allah says, rather this man is a musrif. This man is gone beyond the bounds. And his action has been made very beautiful for him. Meaning he even thinks that I will fool Almighty Allah. I will cry today and I will say I'm sorry. Almighty Allah gives another example. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. It is Allah who takes you in the earth, on the lands. It is Allah who takes you in the waters. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. And when man is enjoying his life at times, he's gone for a wonderful boat ride. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. And the winds are conducive to the ride. The sails are up. Everything is going well. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. Man is enjoying his life. He never thinks problems can come. جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Then if a severe storm comes from nowhere. فَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Now from every side, that wave which was just a few minutes ago looking so calm, that wave that you were enjoying, how it looks, the very thing in which man had put his trust, the very thing that made man smile, it was that wedding which brought everyone so happy. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was enjoying. No one thought that the next day after that very wedding, Qiyamah is going to come in the house. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجِ When those waves came, مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ From every side. Man always thought, I got a backup plan. If one thing goes wrong, something else will sort me out. But when Almighty Allah's punishment comes, when it hits from every side, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ And when man is convinced that now I am surrounded, then he also makes tawbah. دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Almighty Allah says, you saw what ikhlas he makes his tawbah. How sincerely he calls out to Almighty Allah. لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ He says, O Allah, if you save me from this problem, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ After today, I will never make kufr. I will make your shukr till the ending. What a tawbah this was. How much of ikhlas there was in this tawbah. It was this tawbah that brought the storms of the world to an end. Man normally when he cries, and he sees because of his tears, a problem which he never thought will disappear. The doctor said, we lost hope. There is no way you're going to get better from the sickness. The way he cried, that when he went back to the doctor, they could not find a trace of his illness. He is so happy with his tawbah. Surah Yunus shows even that tawbah is not a tawbah. If that man's tawbah was only to sort out the problem of this world, and it wasn't going to be that when the problem goes, I will remain pure, I will remain sincere, I will fulfill the promise I made with my Allah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala complains, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرُضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ As soon as we take him out of the waters, the storm has come to the end. That sailor never thought he'll make it to the shore, but now he makes it. Everyone starts smiling. Almighty Allah says, إِذَا هُمْ And immediately we find him, يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرُضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ He is going wild in the world. He has forgotten every promise he has made. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Almighty Allah says, what tawbah you are speaking about? O people, if you want to be rebellious, it is only going to harm you. مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Your tawbah helped you to get your world back. But how long the world is going to stay with you? ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ You have to come back to us one day. If in this world you couldn't manage one storm, how are you going to manage the storms of the grave, the storms on the day of Qiyamah, the storms on crossing the Sirat? How will anyone manage even a breeze from the fire of Jahannam? فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ On that day we will tell you, if it is only this world you want, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Almighty Allah says, what's the example of this world? And the thrills of this world, it is like the waters that we send down from the skies. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ And what lovely vegetation came out. And everyone is enjoying what we call the season of spring. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا When all that vegetation has now come, the earth has grabbed its beauty. وَزَّيَّنَتْ It has shown itself. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا The farmer feels that this year's harvest will be a fantastic harvest. There's a spring every year. It is a lesson for the world that if our tawbah is only to make sure our world goes right, and we got no fikr of that grave. Ataha amruna laylan aw nahara. How many farms, when they really felt that the harvest will now be cut in the next week, Almighty Allah says, before that week one storm came. Faj'alnaha hasidan. He was thinking of cutting his harvest. We cut it before time. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ As though that farm was never ever there. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Almighty Allah says, for those people who want to think, tell them to go in the world. How we have explained our signs. You will see huge, huge families once upon a time were in a certain town, in a certain village, in a certain country. What power they enjoyed. They only had one spring. When autumn came, they also thought that this world is going to last forever. No spring has ever lasted. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ If the tawbah was only meant to sort out the problems of this world, then that is not a real tawbah. Almighty Allah says, you are worrying of the world, whereas your Allah is inviting you إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ To a world where there will never be problems. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ How to get that world? Almighty Allah says He's opening up the way for the one He wishes, the one He wants to, the one who is desirous of, the one who wants to walk on the path. إلى صراط مستقيم. This ويهدي من يشاء. That word من يشاء can be read in two ways. One is Almighty Allah guides that individual who Allah wants to guide. He puts him on the straight path. The translation will also be, and this is the uniqueness of the ayat of Quran, Almighty Allah guides that person, may yasha, who wants to be guided. Almighty Allah guides him to the straight path. Meaning everything is the decision of Allah, but at the same time Almighty Allah looks at the intention of the individual. If that individual wants to be on that path, Almighty Allah will bring him on that path. When he will walk the path, what he will find? لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى. For the person who did good, الْحُسْنَى, we will give him better. وَالزِّيَادَ, and there will be even something above that. Mufassirin explain, one of the things of extra, something that no matter what action you do, you could never be deserving of such a gift. It will be to be able to see the brilliance, the beauty, the majesty of Almighty Allah in Jannah. وَلَا يَرْهَقُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَتَرُوا وَلَا ذِلَّا. Now there will be no darkness covering them. They will not be disgraced. These are indeed the people of Jannah. Which people? The people whose tawbah was not only for this world. That, oh Allah, if you're angry with me now and I can't manage, and that is why I'm crying so much, how will I manage tomorrow? When we make tawbah, the tawbah should not be like the man in the waters, that it was only to reach the shore. We got a very long journey in this matter. The shore is not the ending. Death is only the beginning. After that, there's a very long journey until man finally makes his step into Jannah. Once that foot enters into Jannah, then there's a guarantee Almighty Allah in His kindness will now not take that man out of paradise. But to get into that paradise, may Almighty Allah allow us that our tawbah is sincere and it takes us all the way into Jannah. As for the other person who delays in his tawbah, delays in his tawbah, Almighty Allah speaks about that individual. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ بَيَاتًا أَوْ نَهَارًا مَاذَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ مِنْهُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. He says, there are some people in the world, it seems they are waiting for the punishment. That the day the problem comes, that's the day I'm going to change. Almighty Allah says, when it's going to come, at that time are you going to believe? Al-an. Al-an means, it will be said to the individual, what now? What now? Meaning, is your tawbah going to really help? And an example of that day, a most unique example Almighty Allah gives, is the example which is in the minds of majority of the people, the example of Fir'aun. How many years he enjoyed, where he was the Pharaoh of the time. His every wish, his every desire, whatever he wanted, Almighty Allah brought it to his feet. Then he saw the era of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw the miracles of Musa alayhi salam. He saw difficulties coming because he was rebellious and against Musa alayhi salam. Every time he said, I will stop, I will change. Again he was given a chance. Again he was given a chance. But his tawbah was always waqti. His tawbah was always for one day. That okay, I'll stop doing this. Let you make your dua to your Allah. That this problem must be removed. Problem after problem after problem. The Pharaoh saw it. Fir'aun saw it. The people around him saw it. Whenever they said sorry, their sorry was only for a few days, until time the time came where Fir'aun, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ. We took the Bani Israel into the waters. We took them across the waters. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ. Behind them was Fir'aun and his army. بَغْيَوْ وَعَدْوَى. Rebellious in nature, gone beyond the bounds. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. And when the waters started falling upon, قَالَ آمَنْتُ. He said it loudly. He said, I believe. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ. I believe in that one on who the Banu Israel also believe. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I have submitted. Will that tawbah ever help anyone? It was said at that time to him, آلآن. That what now? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ. You had so many years to make this tawbah. Is this tawbah going to help? فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. When a person dies in the waters, a person dies on a ship, and they throw his body down, they take a weight with it, and it goes down to the bottom. The best divers of the world go looking for it. After a few days, they say, the ocean is too huge. If there was a weight and he's gone down, who is going to go to the bottom to bring him up? Fir'aun was in the bottom. He was walking on the ground. When those waters were brought down, crushing upon him, the body of Fir'aun and his people would be rock bottom. That body was not supposed to come up immediately. That body was not supposed to come to the surface. There was going to be no one there to go look for it. Almighty Allah, when that body went down, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَنَدِكَ Almighty Allah said, today your body, the waters will not keep it in. We will send your body out. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً So that you can be a major sign for the people who will be coming later on. When the body of this Pharaoh was found, perhaps it was about 80 or 90 years or 50 years ago, and then they brought it into the museum of Egypt. All the other bodies, they found it. It was mummified. It was in that pyramid. This was that one body that they did find it later on, perhaps in a pyramid. But they understood that this is what they call Ramses II or whatever name, that this was not supposed to be in any pyramid. This was not mummified at all when he died. This died in the bottom of the waters. Almighty Allah was going to kick it out to give a message to the world, to those that will go to that country, or those that will just think of that mummy. That mummy was going to say to the world, I also finally made Tawbah, but it was too late. I also in the ending submitted, but it was too late. Surah Yunus came to show that if you're going to cry to Almighty Allah, one is you must not cry for 1-2 days. That I got a problem at the moment, get sorted out my problem. And what's going to happen in the future, no problem. When that happens, I'll sort it out. Man will not happen. Problems Almighty Allah brings in this world. Not so that man can make tawbah for this world to remove the problem. Almighty Allah explains it so beautifully in the Quran. Almighty Allah says, we let you taste a small part of the punishment, so that you will understand I have to run back to my Allah. We allow you to taste a small part of the punishment. The purpose of difficulties that come on the people of Iman was not waqti tawbah, a few days of crying. As soon as the problem is disappeared, I will become normal again. The problems that Almighty Allah brings on the people of Iman and the tawbah that Almighty Allah wants from the people of Iman is that each one has to say, if I cannot manage a few days of difficulty, I'm not going to manage an eternity of difficulty. If I can't manage this few days, what we call a lockdown, where I am not being hit every day, I am not being beaten every day, it's just that my business is not operating how I wanted it to, my maid is not coming how I would have loved her to come, I'll have to do a little extra scrubbing and cleaning in the house, I'm just bored, I don't know what to do. If I can't manage a few days of being alone, even if I am not being punished, whooped, slashed, lashed, bitten by scorpions, bitten by snakes, if I can't manage a few days of being separated from my family, then a world is coming where either in the world of the grave, I will have the fortune of being surrounded in happiness with my family, or I will be alone with the punishment of Almighty Allah. A world is coming after that grave, where I'll be standing on the day of Qiyamah. Either I'll be under the arsh of Almighty Allah, surrounded with the friends of Almighty Allah, or I will be standing all alone on that day. A day will come when some will have to cross the Sirat, and some will have gone past the Sirat already. A day will come where some will be all alone burning in Jahannam. Some will be enjoying themselves together in paradise. The problems that come on a believer, Almighty Allah intends it as a message that if you can't manage a few days of a very small difficulty, why have you become bold to think that you will manage many, many days of many difficulties? Almighty Allah bless us all with the haqiqat of tawbah. Our tawbah is not a waqti tawbah. Our tawbah is, oh Allah, I can't manage today. I'm sure I'm not going to manage tomorrow. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ How many people in the world came? Many cried, but their tawbah was not going to help. It was too late, their tawbah. Or their tawbah was a hypocritical tawbah. It was only to remove a problem of this world. Almighty Allah says, why the villagers cannot be such villagers who bring iman, such an iman that benefits them? إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ Allah Tabarak Allah says, there was no village like this here. Yes, if there was, there was the village of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Lamma amanu. They brought iman. They made tawbah at the right time. Before the punishment descended. Kashafna anhum adhab al khizy fil hayati dunya. They had already rejected a Nabi. There is no greater sin than the rejection of a Nabi. Their rejection had already taken and brought close the punishment of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah had a system, Mufassirin explained, that when certain man's evil or a certain nation's evil reaches a certain point, theirs was on the brink of that point. One more thing was needed. One more rejection. That rejection was going to take place the next day. They amongst themselves got together. They said that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he is now irritating us with his da'wat. Somebody else said, but what if he's true? Discussing, they finally said that if tomorrow, because Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam warned them of the coming punishment. So one said, if tomorrow we find that he is still in his town, then it means no punishment is coming. Because how will he be in the town knowing that the punishment is coming? Then he's a liar. They said, if we find him tomorrow in the town, we will go and hit him and his family. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, had he been in his town the next morning, and he was supposed to have been, they would have gone to him. They would have seen him there. They would have mocked at him. It would have been that final rejection of his da'wat, and the punishment of Allah would have fallen. Then their tawbah and their cries were not going to work. Almighty Allah made it happen. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam made an ijtihad. He made a decision from his own side, not thinking that this will be something that will make Almighty Allah upset with him. Yunus alayhi salam felt that if the punishment is coming tomorrow, then rather tonight already I move out with my family. So he moved out before the decision of Almighty Allah came. Amazing is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Even in their errors, Almighty Allah has written goodness for their nation. Even in their errors, Yunus alayhi salam, for his error, he would be taken into the belly of that fish. But his nation enjoyed iman because of his error. The selected of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah has made them that their good is good. Even their errors that they do, it is never left khali. It is never left free of barakat for the ummah. When they found him the next day, he was not in the village. They said that this man has never lied. And if he is not here, it means punishment is coming. They went out of the town. They took their friends and their families. They took animals with them. They started crying. It was called a tawbah that was just before the punishment came. And it was a sincere tawbah. Almighty Allah says, what a tawbah it was. We saved them from a terrible, disgraceful punishment. Fil hayati dunya, that they were going to see in this very world. وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ, and what benefit we gave to them until the time that had been written where everyone one day has to die. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, after coming out from the belly of the fish, Almighty Allah loved their tawbah so much. They were sincere in their tawbah. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam was sent back to them. They brought iman on Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Their tawbah helped them. Surah Yunus came to give a message to the world, that the previous surah was called tawbah. Surah Yunus came to show what tawbah is required. It is not a waqti tawbah, that to sort out the problem I got now. When we see a problem, man says, cry to Allah. But the tear is only for the problem. Tawbah means that I can't manage now also, O Allah, and I will definitely not manage in the future. Surah Yunus taught two lessons. One is, don't wait for tawbah, because the day that the punishment comes, the day that the soul reaches the throat, the day when it will be too late, no matter how man will cry on that day, even if he cries like how Fir'aun cried, and loudly he says, Amantu, even at that time it will be said, Al-An, that now is the time to cry. We cannot delay in tawbah. And the second message of Surah Yunus is, our tawbah should not only be to sort out the problems of this world. We got a very long journey in front of us. If I can't manage a few days of difficulty, I am not going to manage years and years of difficulty. Almighty Allah bless us all with the haqiqat of tawbah. Let us love as taibs every night before sleeping. Make tawbah to Almighty Allah. Just say one time, oh Allah, I am sorry. But be sincere in the sentence that I can't manage your difficulties and punishments here. I will not manage it in the grave. I will not manage it on the day of Qiyamah. I will not manage when crossing the Sirat. Oh Allah, I'll never manage difficulties. I beg you, oh Allah, to always have mercy on me, to always forgive me. I will carry on trying. I will carry on crying. This is the haqiqat of Tawbah. Almighty Allah bless us all with the haqiqat of Tawbah. Almighty Allah accept the Tawbah from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.